From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, July 7th. Coming up, China is a major buyer of U.S. agricultural goods, including specialty products that have few alternative markets. Some producers worry the on-and-off tariffs with the country could hurt America's reputation as a reliable seller. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Several local roads will be temporarily closed this week. In Champaign, a block of Clark Street in downtown Champaign will close this week. The closure runs from Randolph to Neal, including the entrance to Christie Clinic. Crews are also closing an eastbound lane of University Avenue between First Street and Chestnut Street all of next week. There will be separate lane reductions on nearby sections of Walnut and Neal Streets. And in Urbana, a portion of East Michigan Avenue from Green Ridge to Smith Road in the Savannah Green area is closing today for road repairs. Enrollment is down at half of the state's universities. Eastern Illinois University has a strategy to fix that. Brittany Tierney is director of admissions. She says they are submitting all students with 3.0 grade point averages.
Of course, it's still early this year, but we're projecting our third year of enrollment growth within the areas that we are completing direct admission.
Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed a bill that will start direct admission at most public universities. The University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign and in Chicago are not participating. That's because they admit students by academic program. Some hotels in Illinois will no longer provide single-serve plastic personal care products like shampoo bottles. A state law aiming to reduce plastic waste banned those items in hotels with 50 or more rooms starting this month. Michael Jacobson is president and CEO of the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association, which supported the measure. He says the hospitality industry has already been shifting away from single-use plastic products.
If you've checked into a hotel, not only across Illinois, but across the country in recent years, you've noticed that all the toiletries in the shower have already been transitioned to bulk bottles that are attached to the wall. They're not the single bottles anymore.
Jacobson says although hotel rooms won't carry the smaller plastic bottles, most hotels will still offer them by request. Illinois is one of four states in the U.S. to pass similar laws. The annual Champaign County Freedom Celebration Parade returned Friday with a new route and a later start time. For years, the parade was held at midday, following a route that crossed from Champaign to Urbana. But this year, the parade began in the late afternoon, on a route that stayed in Champaign. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more.
People lined up along 4th Street to watch the floats, cars, and dance groups in the 4th of July parade. Urbana resident Sandra Beek has watched it for over 40 years now. She prefers the earlier start time because it allows her to have more time with family.
I've enjoyed the parade on Lincoln Avenue for many years. I've enjoyed the parade in the middle of the day. We have met other friends there for years and years. We find this a big change. We're trying.
Parade organizers haven't said if next year's celebration will go back to the old time or remain in the afternoon. Friday's activities ended with musical performances and a fireworks show near the State Farm Center in Champaign. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Still to come, China is a major buyer of U.S. agricultural goods, including specialty products that have few alternative markets. Some producers worry the on-and-off tariffs with the country could hurt America's reputation as a reliable seller. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 86 degrees and a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 87 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 67 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Republicans in Washington have approved a sprawling piece of legislation that cuts taxes, aims to reduce spending on health care and food aid for the poor, and gives immigration authorities tens of billions more dollars for enforcement and detention. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll break down just what it means for Illinois next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. China is the third largest export market for U.S. agricultural products, buying American staples like soybeans and beef. But the country is also a destination for many specialty products that have fewer options for sales at home and abroad. Negotiations between the U.S. and China over a new trade agreement have meant months of uncertainty. And as Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, that's left some specialty producers worrying about the future.
The ginseng roots in Will Su's hands sound almost musical as they clink against each other, falling back into a large cardboard box that's waiting for shipment.
So this is what ginseng would look like, kind of coming in a dried form off the farm.
Su operates one of the largest ginseng farms in Wisconsin, where almost all of the crop is grown in the U.S. The slightly bitter, herbal-tasting root is a staple of Chinese medicine, and about half of Su's crop is exported to Asian processors, most of whom are in China and Hong Kong. But those sales have been on hold since President Donald Trump came into office and started a back-and-forth exchange of escalating tariffs with China.
We still are holding about 80% plus of our 2024 crop because of tariffs.
That's thousands of cardboard boxes sitting in Su's warehouse. Some of his buyers are waiting to finish sales in the hope that China will lower a 32% tariff on U.S. ginseng that goes back to the first Trump administration. Earlier this month, the president announced the U.S. had reached a new trade agreement with China, but details have yet to be released. Meanwhile, a 90-day pause on higher import taxes between the two countries is set to expire in early August. Farmers across the ag industry are waiting to see how the deal will impact their products. But Su is skeptical the agreement will greatly improve his market. He's worried that demand will continue to erode for Wisconsin ginseng, a premium product akin to buying wine from Napa Valley.
And it's very hard then to convince them to go back to something that is more expensive once they've swapped to a cheaper substitute.
China is also an important market for products that have little domestic demand. That includes pork offal, or what are sometimes called variety meats, the internal organs of a hog like the heart and liver. Because of cultural differences, exporting these byproducts provides a much higher price than if they were sold in the U.S. And around 55% of U.S. offal exports go to China, according to the National Pork Producers Council. Ag economist David Anderson from Texas A&M University says prices for offal fell abruptly in response to the tariff exchange in April. But that price has rebounded since the start of the 90-day tariff pause last month.
I think it highlights that there is international demand and that the tariffs do matter.
But some industries are worried about a more lasting impact from the continued trade tensions with China. Tony Clayton operates a livestock export company in Jefferson City, Missouri. He sells cattle, hogs, and other animals all over the world for breeding. Clayton says exports of breeding swine to China were strong at the start of the year. But after the roller coaster of tariffs and pauses, he says America's brand as a reliable seller has been tarnished, not only in China, but in markets around the world.
The damage is deep on this one. And there's not a week that goes by that I don't have 3 to 4 customers ask the question, what's happened to the United States?
Clayton says China tightly controls the sale of livestock into their country, making it a difficult market to break into. The on and off tariffs exchanged with the U.S. has opened the door for competitors like Australia and the European Union. And he says that shift is likely permanent.
I just wish we had a consistent trade policy. We start, we stop, we start, we stop. And it is just difficult to make any plans.
Clayton is working to squeeze in one sale of breeding pigs before the tariff pause ends. But he's already looking for new markets to start developing in case sales to China don't recover. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Caitlin Devitt, Stephanie Mosqueda, and Hope Kerwin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.